News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The election is on. It hasn't formally been called yet, but it will be on Friday. Just one thing that strikes me about it. Firstly, this campaign will matter. Campaigns do matter, particularly now when we have much more, I think, we're much more less set in our ways as to which party we're going to vote for. 50% of people, according to the last exit poll in the last general election, made up their minds during the campaign. And the one thing I would say, look, we're not America. We're not the UK. We don't have this ideological left-right cleavage in Irish politics. I actually think that is a good thing. But we do in this general election, and maybe we didn't always have it in the past, we do have a very clear choice between what the government, particularly Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, are offering and what the main opposition party, Sinn Féin, is offering. And particularly, there is a key point of difference on housing. Now, people, our listeners, are well able to make their own minds up. But in broad terms, I'm not saying which is better, but in broad terms, the government is looking to help people buy their own houses, using the Help to Buy scheme, the First Home scheme and so on. It's focused on people buying and owning their own house. Sinn Féin have come up with a pretty revolutionary, radical focus on social housing and affordable housing. It would scrap those schemes. It would allow people to own the house but not the land on which the house is on. As I say, it's a big gamble. It's a bold move. It is pretty radical. Whether Ireland is ready for it, I'm not sure, but that's up for voters to decide. But there is a point of difference. There's also points of difference on immigration. There's also points of difference on immigration. So we do have, and voters do have, a clear choice in this election, Ciara.
Yeah, they do, and I think that's a good thing. I'm not sure I fully agree that there isn't. You're right. It isn't like divided the way that America is, but I think there are to the right and to the left here. I think it's probably harder in a way for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to differentiate between themselves and distinguish themselves from one another than from Sinn Féin to do so. But very interested in what people out there think about the choice and what we're going to see over the next 3 weeks, because it is a short campaign. And let's stick with this now, because I am joined by Matt Carty, Sinn Féin's Director of Elections and TD for Cavan Monaghan. Good morning to you, Matt. We heard Shane there what he was saying, that there isn't an ideological cleavage between parties in this country. Do you agree with that?
Well, good morning, Ciarán. Hello to your listeners. And where I do agree with Shane is that this election ultimately comes down to a choice for voters, and that choice is whether or not they want Fine Gael to lead another government for another 5 years, or whether they want a new government led by Sinn Féin that has the plan, the policies and the ambition to achieve some of the fundamental changes that Irish society needs. And chief among those is the ambition to make housing affordable. And just to clarify, we have what is probably the most comprehensive housing plan that has ever been put forward by a political party, certainly in Ireland. And that plan contains a number of measures that would deliver 300,000 new homes, both affordable, and the affordable scheme that Shane mentions is a portion of the housing we would provide, public housing and also private housing, and homes to rent, build and purchase at an affordable level. Because what we have seen over the past 5 years under this government is that house prices have continued to spiral, rents have continued to rise, and homelessness is now at levels that were just unimaginable a generation ago.
Is that going to be the main thrust of the Sinn Féin, I suppose, campaign? Are you going to focus on housing? Is there going to be more to it than that?
One of the critiques, if you like, that has been put to Sinn Féin in recent times is that when we have talked about change, we haven't been clear in terms of what that change will look like to people. And we will be setting out in a very comprehensive way, not just on housing, but on healthcare, where we have also published a very detailed analysis as to how we can address some of the failings in the health system to ensure that people can have access to their GP and dentist.
I wonder, is that part of the issue, Matt? And I mean this with no disrespect, by the way. Yeah. The level of detail, and I'm one of the probably few people who have read your housing policy and all of that, but there is so much detail in it. I wonder, is that quite hard to convey? Because, you know, Shane was talking about people will own the land and you know, it's different. But that's quite a lot for people to get their head around. Do you not need broader strokes for people to actually plug into?
And that, as I say, is one element of a very comprehensive plan. The reason we have developed such comprehensive plans is because we want to get ready for government, and we want to be able to implement policies. And essentially what we're saying to people is, if you want affordable housing, then vote for Sinn Féin. If you want, for example, affordable childcare, we have a plan that outlines how we can deliver €10 a day childcare. If you want supports for workers, people who are struggling, and if you want a party that will abolish the USC for average workers, if you want a party that will support our carers and abolish the means test, and if you want a party that will actually once and for all tackle government waste so that we don't see the extravagances that have been overseen by this government, then people should vote for Sinn Féin.
A lot of that will no doubt appeal to people. I mean, there's several things in there that will appeal to people, the carers, etc. I can see all of that. It has come at a bad time for you, though, this election, hasn't it? Mired in controversy, at one of your lowest ebbs in the polls. You're not riding high the way you were 2 years ago.
No, the polling numbers tell us that we have work to do, and that's nothing that we're afraid of, because, as I say, elections have a way of crystallising people's minds and crystallising people's minds around the policies that are being put forward and what various policy options are in place. And I have to say, I've been out on the doors, and people will always reflect what they hear on the doorstep. But the one thing that I have been hearing time and time again is that we have two parties that have been in government for over a century. And at the moment, the result of their being in government means that their children can't afford housing, that they can't access proper childcare, and that their personal circumstances are stretched because of the financial situation they're in. And what people are saying to us is that they're willing to give another party, namely Sinn Féin, a chance to do things better. And that's what we're asking for people in this election, is a chance.
A little bit like the Democrats in the US, and obviously they've just lost the election. Some of Sinn Féin's historical kind of voters have drifted from you and gone to more populist, I suppose, ideals and more populist parties and more populist independents. How are you going to claw them back? I am well aware of what is being said about Sinn Féin in some realms on social media. How do you get back in touch with your ordinary working class voters who would have been your heartland, but has been eroded considerably?
Well, and that work has already began. I represent a constituency of very hardworking people, and I'm engaging with them all the time, as are every Sinn Féin elected representative. But as I say, my view is that when the election gets down to the nuts and bolts, what people are going to recognise is that at the end of the day, there is either going to be a government led by Fine Gael or a government led by Sinn Féin. And if people want a government that will deliver a change of approach in all the issues I have outlined, then the only way they can be sure of getting that is by giving their Sinn Féin candidates their highest preference votes when it
How tough will Sinn Féin be if they're in government on immigration? Because you have hardened your stance on that.
Well, again, we've outlined a very detailed policy in terms of how we would deal with international protection, for example. And what we have set out isn't necessarily a tough position. What I would say, it's a common sense position, where we have a system that ensures that when people come to Ireland and apply for international protection, that as is required under international law, that they be treated with a bit of decency and they have and they be given the accommodation that they need, but that their application be dealt with speedily. And when that application has been decided upon, if it is approved, then people are quickly integrated into our society. And if it is not approved, then people leave. In respect of where they are accommodated, I think it's really important to say that communities have to have a voice. And that's something that's been missing from the current government's approach.
A voice, not a veto, I presume, is what you're saying. But wait, just one last question for you. And very briefly, we heard before the news there from Paul Murphy of People Before Profit, also on the left, saying that our Taoiseach shouldn't have congratulated Donald Trump in the manner in which he did without highlighting issues in places like Gaza. Do you agree?
Well, ultimately, the American people have voted on our priority.
Do you agree, though, specifically on that, because we're up against the clock, Matt?
What the Irish government needs to do is take concrete measures in respect of the Middle East in particular.
With regard to congratulating Donald Trump, would Sinn Féin in power have done the same?
Well, of course, we would congratulate any leader who's elected, but we would also, as we do, point out issues that we believe need to be addressed. And clearly, one of the big issues facing humanity at the moment is the ongoing blatant violation of international law by Israel, for which they have faced no consequences whatsoever.
Matt Carty, Sinn Féin's Director of Elections, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.